The overall theme across several major AI platforms is resource constraints. Quote anxiety, especially in the world of proprietary subscription services. On r/Google Antigravity, users are highly vocal about dramatic performance throttling, noting that premium models can sometimes hit their maximum usage rate in minutes, despite paying for plans. Furthermore, there's significant confusion regarding billing structure. Many users discovered that paid plans no longer include basic AI credits, which are now strictly reserved only for overage usage. This has led to a palpable wave of frustration and direct comparisons, with several posters noting that the experience is currently inferior to what can be achieved by subscribing to comparable Claude or OpenAI services. Moving over to r/Grok, the primary concern emerging from the community is an increasing trend toward guardrails and censorship. Users feel Grok's behavior is shifting away from its initially edgy personality, becoming more restrictive even on paid tiers. Discussion points highlight difficulties generating specific fantasy content or engaging in suggestive roleplay, leading many users to question the platform's overall direction. There's also a deep dive into model versioning, with some long-term users nostalgic for previous versions that were deemed more creative and less repetitive than current iterations. The debate on r/Kimi is purely focused on resource management. Users are heavily engaged in comparing multiple subscription models, including Claude Opus, GLM5, 2, Kimi 2, 7, and Minimax M3, as they battle to find the best balance between advanced functionality and usage cost. The consensus advice seems to lean toward flexible, pay-as-you-go options or specialized credit bundles, suggesting that committing solely to a single expensive monthly plan is increasingly risky due to fluctuating limits. On the creative side, r/Leonardoi shows signs of technical degradation. Several users are reporting that foundational features like content-based reference modes for generating consistent poses have stopped working reliably across different models. Similarly, there was chatter about core editor functions disappearing entirely from the interface, leaving users baffled as to where key tools have been moved or if they have been permanently removed. Finally, in r/Microsoft 365 Copilot, the focus is on integration stability and billing model shifts. We're seeing technical bugs pop up, such as Copilot functionality completely vanishing when interacting with Excel files marked as read-only. More complexly, within Copilot Studio, advanced features like bulk skill uploads are proving difficult or impossible, suggesting that Microsoft's current system may only support single, simple skill definition files. This discussion also underscores a broader market shift in billing away from old consumption packs and toward entirely pay-as-you-go structures.